We have been sharing in on the new birth, and if you have yet, I think we'll conclude tonight. One of the things that we want to make sure and encourage everyone that we're in this earth, and what an opportunity we have, what a time that is so rich that we can preach the gospel. Amen. And that we can get people born into the kingdom. And the greatest thing that could ever happen to any individual is to get born again. Because if that one thing don't take place, nothing else you do matters. And the good news is that God have reconciled us, restored us back to himself. And I like the way the Amplified puts it, that he has brought us into favor, into harmony with himself. And there's nothing between you and God. That's what's going to be so tough on the sinner, the lost man, when he find out that the God didn't have anything against him. Everything he ever done, and I listen to this, everything he ever done, ever will do, had been canceled out. That's just sort of like you live here on earth. Everything you ever need was put in account, all the money, all the provision, and you never did go up there and get it. You could have lived good and you starved and you they lived a few days, a few months, a few years, and just died. And there was provision made for you. You didn't have to want for nothing, need for nothing, like for nothing. You can kind of understand that. That's why we got to go tell them, because they don't know. Why wouldn't somebody take the advantage of that? Because they didn't know. There was a story told, and we'll get started, that a lady worked for a very wealthy lady. She kept her up and kept, did her work. And when the lady died, and she left a will, and one of them, she left to the lady that worked for her. And this lady that worked for her was living in those shanty walls. You know how you put pasteboard on the walls, try to keep it warm, and just old shanty. And there was a document that was missing because she gave it to her. And so after she passed, they were looking for that one, and they couldn't find it. They said, one of them is missing, so we don't know where it is. Finally, somebody went down to the house where she was and talking to her about the lady. She said, yeah, she gave me this piece of paper. I was so proud of it. I just hung it on the wall. And they said, we've been looking for that. And didn't know she was just barely about to starve, just barely getting by, and had left her everything she needed. She didn't have to want or need for nothing. She had it hanging on the wall, and this way we do our Bible. It's laying over there. Everything we need is in here. Isn't that something? So the first thing in it, before you can take before you can receive any of the benefits of the Bible, this book, you got to be born again. And the good news is, it's not hard, and that's what we want. We who are born again, we know that we've got to go tell others. And see, it's not hard to tell a person about it. It's not complicated. And but if you start fooling around with religion and tradition and what some man said, then it get confusing, because they'll tell you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do that, and you ain't in my church and all. And no, that a building ain't never saved nobody. Amen. Amen. And so that's why we want to go through this new birth, so you can to help you. So you can help others, so you can know it's not complicated to share the gospel. You just got to be confident. Amen. 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 And so we are in, if you have this little book, I'm on page 25. It says chapter 5, and I'm going to talk about new creation. A new creation. This is what he's talking about. I'm just going to go through it, and we're going to look at it into some details in some area, and this just get blessed, and so we can go bless somebody else. Amen. It's so good to know who you are, what you have, what God has done for you. Amen. So if we're going to put in a scripture up, which he didn't have, there's some we will put up, and it would be good for you to read it. The first one, if you can go ahead and find it, John 8:44, but I'm going to read through this little mini book, The New Birth, and we're talking about the new creation facts. It said, believer Christians, here's some Bible facts about the new creation you are in Christ. There's some new Bible facts about you are in Christ. And like I said, we want to go into some detail. We'll talk about it. And reading through this, he said, you are a child of God. No truth in all the Bible as far reaching as the blessed fact that when we were born again into the family of God, God the Father is our Father. He cares for us. Isn't that good? He cares for us. He is interested in us. Each of us individually. I want to say that again. Each of us individually, not just as a group or as a body or a church. He is interested in each of his children and love each one of us as us with the same love. Now I want to pause there and take just a little time. Sometimes we make mistakes. And the enemy in this, and it creates confusion sometimes. Sometimes it may cause resentment. Sometimes it may cause condemnation. And I want to clear this, make this real clear tonight. And because we confuse relationship with positions. I'll say it again. We confuse relationship with position. Just because I'm a pastor, that don't mean God loved me more than he loved you, but people will do that. And you'll see people show that kind of respect. You honor the office, but far as me as a person, you as a person, God loved you just as much as he loved me. And we'll look at somebody that has a lot of things, and somebody recognizes being somebody in the community that do a lot of things. We'll look at that person as being more loved, appreciated. But then the enemy will tell you, see, you don't matter. You don't have that. You can't do that.